Hi, I'm Mike Martindale, pastor here at the Heights Fellowship. We are so glad that you guys have joined us today. We know that online isn't a replacement for the real thing, but we hope that as you listen to this message, that the Spirit of God would still move in your life. Thank you for listening.
Glad you guys are here anyway. We're going to hear from the staff, and as pastor here at the Heights, let me just say, I love our staff. They are so much fun to be around, with one exception. Anyway, Jim, I wasn't talking about you.
I really was.
Anyway, I want the staff to come up and share a little bit of their heart. We have had an amazing, amazing summer. The cool thing about Big Day is this, that we all finally kind of are getting back together because school's about to start and all the schedules kind of get reshuffled for that. But I'd ask the staff if they would go ahead and come on up here right now. And I'm going to let them share. You've already heard a little bit from Joy Erlob. As they're coming, I'll go ahead and kind of explain what's going to happen. Joy's going to go first. She is our children's pastor. And if you don't know Joy, let me just kind of describe her in three words. Force of nature. And then there's Brandon, her husband, who just muted me as he walked by. Actually, Brandon will now go to some sort of counseling because he's touching me in inappropriate places. So, anyway, guys, I did youth ministry for 25 years, and I think I know pretty good youth ministry. And let me just tell you something. We have a great youth minister. He's one of the best up here. Randy Bunyard has to wear a lot of hats around here. A lot of times you see him running around doing stuff. He was in charge of getting chairs in here when we had kind of a flood of people here earlier, and he just does that so seamlessly. Such a great servant. But he's going to talk about life group ministry. He's going to talk also about our university ministry. And then Jim Archer, that you've had the pleasure of hearing speak the last couple of weeks, is going to share a little bit about what his ministry position is with families and with worship and with marriage stuff and all of that stuff that's going to go on. So Joy, we're going to let you go first. So just bless us. Let us know.
All right. I want to begin by reading for you from Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6. And it says, I give thanks to my God for every remembrance of you, always praying with joy for all of you in my every prayer. Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, I am sure of this, that he who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And I want you to know that God has started a great, great work in THF Kids. This has been an amazing year, and it has been such a great summer. Just a little bit ago, you got a taste of our VBS. You got a little glimpse of that, and that was an amazing week. And I want to tell you why it was so amazing, because we had so many of you partner with us in the gospel. We had over 100 volunteers serve that week. And it was so fun for me, obviously, to see we had well over 100 kids come through VBS. Their families joined us on Thursday night for a family experience, and this room was just as full as it is right now, that Thursday night with families and children who were here to celebrate the week that we had together. But I'm going to look back on that week, and I'm going to remember how awesome it was to serve alongside so many awesome volunteers who partnered with us in sharing the gospel with all of those kids and all of those parents. And it's because of you that got us started such a great work in THF Kids. So all of you kiddos in here, kinder through fifth grade, I want y'all to look up here at me. I know you're all about to start school, and next week here at church is Promotion Sunday, but I want you to hear it from me that this church loves you so much. You are so important to this church. And kids, I want you to know this is going to be a great, great place for you to grow up, to know and learn how to follow Jesus. But adults, I want you to know that every time you give to our church and every time you serve our church, you are making a difference. Because when preschoolers and when kids come to church here at the Heights Fellowship, we aren't just babysitting. It's not just childcare. We are planting seeds, and God is speaking to all of these kids, and he's doing amazing things in their lives. And so I pray that you are encouraged through their worship today and that you will continue to give and to serve because you make a difference. And that work that God has started, he promises to continue working in us at THF Kids. So as we move forward this year into the school year, one of my goals as children's pastor is to be really intentional partnering with you as parents. Brandon and I, we are on this parenting journey with you. Our second child, Annalie, is moving out of preschool. This is her last week, and so we're going to have two elementary-age kids, and we are on this journey together, and we know how much all of you parents want to see your kids grow up with an authentic, a real relationship with Jesus Christ, and a lot of that's going to come from here at church, yes, but if your kids are going to grow up with an authentic relationship with Jesus, it's going to come from you at home as well. So one of the things that we have for you already is something called a parent cue. And we have a parent resource wall in our kids' foyer out here, and it's by age group. But you can pick up these parent cues. They last for the whole month. And they give you specific ways on how you can create faith moments at home with your kids. You can maximize the rhythms of your day. On here, there are ideas for discussion things with your kids in the morning, while you're driving, at mealtime, at bedtime. If you have younger kids, preschoolers, there's even ways to maximize bath time and really just create those faith moments at home. So be sure that every month you pick up one of those parent cues. If you want something that's even more specific and detailed week to week, you can look on our THF Kids webpage under the Parents tab, and there's a weekly parent cue as well as just some encouragement for you as a parent who desires to raise your kid with an authentic faith. So we're excited to partner with you, to equip you to do the best you can in your home while you partner with us here at church as well. And then one more big change. Kids, raise your hand if you came on Wednesday nights last year and you got some Joy Bucks. Raise your hands. Joy Bucks were kind of a big deal. It's silly fake money with my face on it, and you get it for being awesome, right? Okay, so this year, instead of Wednesday nights, we're actually going to do Sunday night discipleship. Our children's ministry is growing, and our student ministry is growing, and last year on Wednesday nights, we would run anywhere between 60 and 75, just elementary age kids, and we were full. Like, we had nowhere else to go. And so Brandon kind of has felt the same with students. And so we're moving all kids' activities to Sunday nights, and THF students will have the building on Wednesdays. So if you want to come to Sunday night discipleship, that programming is going to be from 6:15 to 7:45. But parents, if you're doing the re-engage class or if you have life group on Sunday nights, we have extended childcare hours for preschoolers through fifth grade from 5:30 to 8 as well. So be sure, kids, that you come on Sunday nights. It's going to be a lot of fun as we explore the Bible together.
Yeah, like Joy said, the kids' ministry is growing.
I'm sorry, Brandon, you're out of time. Joy took all your time. You need to...
Mine too.
I'll be half that time, don't worry. This summer at youth camp, we took more students than we've ever taken. We actually had to rent an additional charter bus. And thankfully, the charter bus that where the bathroom wasn't working was Joy's charter bus. They had to use water bottles to flush the toilet. But my charter bus worked great. We went to Estes Park, more students than we've ever taken by a lot, and it was a great time. It's such a fun time to get to hang out with kids when they're away from Lubbock and there's nothing really distracting them. And I was looking at past pictures of camps, and some of the students who were seniors this year, when I looked back at old camp pictures, I found the ones where they were sixth graders. And it was just really cool to see that some of these students have been with us through the ministry all the way from sixth grade through 12th grade. And it's sad to see some of them go. I kind of wish that they would redo their senior year sometimes so that they would be with us some more. But we expect great things from them, and it's just been awesome to have them with us. But, sorry, that was loud. That's not, yeah, that was a big but, thank you. Taking a lot of students to camp, as awesome as that is and as fun as that is, that's not our goal. That's not our end game. Our goal is to influence the faith of the next generation. And what that looks like is we want students to have an everyday faith that completely transforms the way they love God and the way they love others. And the way we do that practically on a day-to-day basis is really through our small group leaders. We want students to be surrounded by other adults that love God, that are journeying on through following Jesus, and we want them to help students do the same. And so on Wednesday nights, we have about 20 small group leaders that are here every Wednesday influencing the faith of the next generation. Some of them are here today, some of them are not, but if you are one of our small group leaders, go ahead and stand up real quick so people can see who's influencing the next generation through the student ministry. So I really believe that these guys, they're not, like Joy said, they're not babysitters. Sometimes they're here to make sure sixth grade boys don't hurt themselves. But their main job is they are the youth pastors. They are the ones that are influencing the faith of these students. And without them, this ministry wouldn't work. And so we are grateful for how they are pouring into it. So August 21st, Wednesday, August 21st, is when we kick off our student worship service and small groups. And we're starting this year with a series called Rhythm. And it's all about, you know, when we start this new school year, we're entering into some new rhythms. Summer sometimes is tough because we feel like we're out of rhythm. We have no pattern right now. Things are just crazy. And so as we jump into the school year and students get into that new rhythm, what we want to do is have God be a part of that rhythm. So how can loving God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, how can we make that into part of our daily rhythm? So August 21st, that's where we're going. If you have a new sixth grader, I want to make that transition into the youth group as easy and seamless as possible. So please come see me today, and I have some information for you.
Hey, Brandon, did you mention that one thing, that real important one thing? Joy, we got a phone call Friday. My friend Pete Christie was watching our website. And he called me and he said, hey, what is this nine square thing that you guys are talking about playing? I want to issue a challenge. And he threw down the gauntlet to the Heights Fellowship. And luckily, Brandon snapped it up and he's going to beat him with it when it happens. So we got an I Beat Pete thing coming up this fall too. So,
I can't top that. As you've heard from both Joy and Brandon, at the focal point of what we do here at the Heights Fellowship is we want to see you grow in your relationship with Christ. We want to see you discipled. We believe that's at the core of what Jesus taught his own disciples as he was preparing to leave, was to go and make disciples. And that's at the core of what we want to do. And we're going to do that at all different levels, which is no different at our college ministry. For years now, we've called our college ministry Multiply for the purpose of following the scripture of 2 Timothy 2:2, which shows generational multiplication in disciples, where one person feeds in and coaches and mentors and teaches another who will do the same for another and who will do the same for another. In that one verse, you see those four different generational discipleship pictures of people pouring into other people. And so that's why we've called our college ministry that. We're going to continue to do that in our college ministry. We're going to have a little name change as we head into this new school year to be consistent with our other ministries with THF Kids and THF Students. And now we're going to be known as THF College because we involve all the different colleges and universities in this area. And we normally have students from Tech and from Wayland and from South Plains and from LCU who participate in our college ministry here. So to include all of them, we're going to use that name, and you'll see some new branding as we head into the fall for that. But THF College is who we will be moving forward. And just for those college students who may be sitting in the audience today, or you may know of college students who will be coming in the next week or so and getting ready to start their fall semester, we have our gathering on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m., and we'll be beginning that on Tuesday, the 27th of August. And you'll see more about that in your printed information. Also, you can check that out online for specific details about where those locations are. We're going to start with an opening that night, a kickoff on campus at Tech there. And so, anyway, if you are a college student or you know of one who will be looking for a place to plug in and wants to grow as a disciple in Christ, push them to us. here at the Heights Fellowship with our THF College ministry. Also, I'll change gears here. And you adults, many of you are a part of our life group ministry here at the Heights Fellowship, which right now we have 11 life groups that are active. We'll be adding a couple of new life groups heading into fall, and hopefully maybe even more than that. If we need to do that, we will. Right now, they're all meeting on either Sunday night or Wednesday night, which provides child care for those of you who need that child care. And next Sunday in the mall, we'll have a table set up to begin registration. And for the next 3 weeks, we'll begin registrating. Yes, we will. We'll begin registration for those of you who are not already members. We want to plug you in somewhere. What we've found at the Heights Fellowship is that you're going to remain here, you're going to serve here, you're going to minister here if you're connected here. And the best way and the simplest way to be connected is to plug into a group of some sort, a ministry of some sort. So that's what our life groups are about. Two things, connecting. We want to connect you to God's Word, and we also want to connect you to other people. So if you're not currently a part of a life group or making a change in life group, that's why we have these transition times of registration. You know, if you're looking at making a change, this is a good time to do that as well. But that will begin next week, that you can actually access that sign up, which will be in our mall out to my left if you're not familiar with our building. And you can begin signing up next week. We'll do that for 3 weeks. And then kick off the week of September 8th is when our adult life groups will kick off. And if you have any questions, you can find me moving around the building each Sunday, and I can help get you plugged in to a life group.
My name is Jim Archer, and I am the manager of harps, lutes, and finger cymbals here at the Heights Fellowship. And so most of my time is spent preparing the music for those harps, lutes, and finger cymbals, and also managing the assorted harps, lutes, and finger cymbals, and supervising the people who play those harps, lutes, and finger cymbals to make sure they're emotionally supported. And so I appreciate you. No, I also get the fun role of...
What is a lute?
I think it's a flute. Is it a flute? What is a lute?
It's almost like a guitar.
Okay, it's like a guitar. See? Yeah. Tells you.
Just like a flute.
Yeah, just like a flute. No wonder I've been blowing into that thing. It's not doing anything, you know? Golly. So as worship leader here, some of the things I want to tell you is first of all, cool thing that happened for us this year is we got to grow into 3 full bands on our worship team, which is a cool thing for me to see that we have enough people to support that. So I'm really excited about that. If you're somebody that is a disciple who has the gift of music, then I'd love for you to get in contact with me and let me kind of know what your schedule is, kind of what your skill set is, and we can talk about getting you plugged in here at the Heights. One of the things you did notice I didn't say is if you're a musician. I'm not interested in musicians, dime a dozen. I want disciples who enjoy the gift of music, and we want them as our worship leaders here. And we also want people who understand that we're all worship leaders here. They just happen to have the gift of music in that. And so that's what we're doing in our worship ministry. We're expanding and pretty exciting things. I want to talk to you about 5 other areas that I get to kind of be the point person for. And one of those is our family ministries. Family camp is one thing I want to remind you about. Family camp, the last day of it will be July the 4th this year, and it's 7 days where we go up to Glorieta, New Mexico, and enjoy each other, but we also enjoy just kind of hearing God's word and how it relates to parenting and family. So we sure would love for you to go along with us this year. We took 5 this last year, 5 families, and my goal is 10 families as we approach that this coming summer. So that's family ministry. One of the things I'm most excited about this summer, or this year, this coming season, is our Reengage Marriage Ministry. I'm going to ask Royce and Ernest Price and James and Deidre Page just to stand up real quick. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about it, but what I would like you to do, if you'd like to be involved in our marriage, I'm not even going to call it a study. I'm going to just call it a ministry, I guess, at this point. If you'd like to be involved in that this season, it starts the week that life groups kick off. It will be Sunday nights. I want you to come up, and I want you to find Royce and Ernest and James and Deidre, and they're going to be wearing really brightly colored hats out among the food trucks later, and so you'll be able to find them very easily. But no, ask them about that. I want you to hear from them exactly how that impacted their lives. But I would love for you to be involved in our marriage ministry coming up beginning the week of September the 8th. That'll be Sunday nights. Child care will be provided. We do ask you to give us just a little bit of a heads up so that Joy can have her people in place. So please let me know if you're planning on utilizing that child care. But it's going to be an incredible thing. It's the most, to me, the most game-changing thing we've done in Marriages at the Heights since I've been here. So I'm pretty excited about that. So make sure and check, go talk to them if you have any questions. Thank you all for acknowledging who you are. So there's Marriages. Our men's ministry has got a lot of exciting things coming up this fall. We've had a Thursday morning men's group going on for years and years, and a lot of you are plugged into that. What a cool thing it is. I would encourage you to continue to come to that. It's early morning, and so over the course of the last seasons, I've had guys come to me and say, hey, I just can't be there early morning because I'm getting kids ready for school, or I'm trying to get to work, or I had a few that just selfishly said, I sleep late, and I'm not going to make that happen. The Lord is not that important to me. And so they said the Lord is much more important to me in the evening on Thursdays. And so we're going to have a men's group on Thursday evenings, and love for you to plug into that. So you're going to start seeing that kind of roll out over the next couple of weeks. I hope that you'll consider being a part of that if you're wanting to plug into a men's group. And so also we're doing a men's retreat in October. We're going to go and we're going to shoot some of God's creation, and then we're going to enjoy ATVs, and we're going to enjoy camping out for one night with each other. The guy that cooks for that is like one of the greatest chefs I've ever met. I mean, his food is ridiculous, and so you don't want to miss that deal. So be watching for the Rustic Retreat in October. It's just one night so that everybody can, you don't have to take the whole weekend. It's just one night to come out, hang out, get to know some guys, have some fun, get rid of your wives and daughters and all that estrogen, and come on out and feel restored. Feel restored. And so we're excited about that. That's our men's ministry. We also have a golf tournament coming up in the spring. We have a cook-off coming up in the spring as well. So we're pretty excited about that, kind of in the winter, actually. So we're pretty excited about that. A lot of cool things going on in our men's ministry. Our women's ministry has got a Tuesday night Bible study. I'm going to let Allie Clark go and stand up real quick. This is Allie. If you want to know more about our Tuesday night women's study, please go talk to Allie. If you want to know about our men's ministry, Kyle's in the back. He also runs Words. So Kyle, stand up. He runs the words on the screen. He runs words. I don't know. So yeah, check. Ask him if you got any questions about our men's ministry. And then we also have a couple of other little things coming up that I think are really cool. One of those, Frank and Susie Emery came to me and said, Jim, we are passionate about people who are going through seasons of grief in their life and how to deal with that. And so on Tuesday nights here at the Heights, we're going to be offering a grief group once a month. And so you're going to start seeing information about that. So maybe you've lost a loved one, or you've lost an infant or something. You've had a traumatic grief that's happened in your life. Man, we want to walk with you in that. And we also understand that that's a certain season when you may need more support than you do during other seasons. And we want Frank and Susie to be able to walk with you through that. Got some cool folks that are going to be helping them. So I hope that you'll come and be a part of that and allow God just to minister to you in that. So my theme with all those things is just, I really wanted this to be our theme for everything we talked about today, but I got shot down in our staff meeting. I wanted it to be about real and relationships. I wanted to call it real relationships. And I wanted a t-shirt that said that, and I'm very frustrated that didn't happen. But that's what it's really about. We're creating organic opportunities for you to have relationships with Christ and for you to walk in community with others. And so in all those memories, that's our in all those ministries, that's our goal.
I hope you got a great insight into kind of the way that we do our staff and our admin here. You understand, some of our spouses understand now why staff meetings take as long as they do. We're going pretty well, and then Jim gets on board and we get derailed. So, Jim, I liked, just for the record, I liked your idea. Anyway. Dude, those t-shirts are coming, buddy. Those t-shirts are coming. No, in all honesty, I love our staff. They are a ton of fun, and they're great at what they do. And most importantly, they love the Lord and are connected to this idea of making disciples. So give them a hand. Brandon's got to go out and do some setting up stuff. Love you guys. Thank you, sir. What we want to do now is we want to have a prayer emphasis. And if you've been with us in the past, you know that the week before school starts every year, We try to do a prayer emphasis in some different areas. There's a whole lot of lives about to change right now because we're going back to school, or we're going to school for the first time, or we're going back to work as a teacher or an administrator. And as a parent, you're running people everywhere, aren't you? That's going to demand a lot of energy. It's going to take a lot of time. There's going to be a lot of frustration. And here's what we want you to know, that whether you're an administrator, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a student, or whether you're a parent, you guys are all in this together, man. None of you are in this alone. And none of you are isolated. We're all in this together. And what you do affects me, and what I do affects you. And so we always try to pause right before the start of this to begin to pray for one another. It's one of the great studies you can do in the New Testament sometime. Just begin to track and trace all those places in the letters as they're writing back and forth to one another. The times that they say, pray for one another, or pray for me, or we prayed for you, or so-and-so is praying for you. There is this incredible connection throughout the first century as the Bible, as the New Testament is being finished and written there about that's how they did church. And guys, if they did that in the first century, how important is it that we do it in the 21st century, right? And so we want to pray for some of us this morning. So what we're going to do, very first thing, we're going to ask if you are, sorry, I got to get my glasses on to make sure I stay in the right order here. We're going to ask Philip Pike if he would come up here. Philip, I saw you running around here somewhere a second ago. There he is right there, my buddy Philip. Guys, this is an original bacon bit. If you know, those guys are pretty special to me. And he's going to come and pray for you if you are a teacher. I'm sorry, he is a teacher. Sorry about that, buddy. Sorry about that. If you are a student of any kind, from kindergarten to university, grad school, whatever, we want trade school even, we want you guys to stand up right now. Right now, church, this is where you look at that. How cool. Man, that's cool. Now, church, here's where you do your church thing. You look around you. You find and spot somebody right now, okay, before everybody stands and we get all messed up. You find that person right now. You go to that person. You put a hand on their shoulder, and you begin to pray over them. That means you got to get up and move from your seat. Some of you guys going to have to cross the room. You guys do that right now. And Philip is going to pray for you guys here in just a minute.
Lord, I come for you now, and I just want to bring all of these students to you. Lord, I know that some of them are going to school for the first time, or going to college or middle school or high school for the first time, and they're nervous and scared. And Lord, I ask that you will just bless their hearts and bless their minds as they walk into that building. Give mm-hmm. them the strength that you have them and that you are there with them through every step. Lord, I ask that you will let them be the light as they walk into that building so that they can be that light to the teachers, to the administrators, to their fellow students. Lord, I just pray that you will wrap them and let them know that you are there. I pray all this in your name. Amen.
Thank you, buddy. You guys can return to your seats. If you are a teacher of any kind, if you are a teacher's assistant even, we want you guys to stand right now, if you don't mind. And Kim Bengoa, who is not just a parent, you know, you parents and you teachers have a lot of conversations, don't you? She's not just a parent, she's also on our staff. She is basically the one in charge of pretty much everything. If you don't believe it, ask her. And so she's going to come and pray over you teachers, but we would love... Now, church, look around and find one of those standing around you, near you. Don't let anybody stand alone, and you put a hand on their shoulder and begin to pray over them as well, all right?
First of all, I just want to say what a privilege it is to pray for all of you teachers. This past school year, we had an awesome experience with a teacher, and after talking to her, she shared how her administrator told her to put God first, her family, and then her classroom. And this year was amazing for her. So today, as we pray, I would like to pray for all of you teachers that you too would have those same priorities. Mm-hmm. You would put God above all, your family, and then your classroom. I just ask, Lord, that these teachers feel love and encouragement most from you, but also from their fellow staff, the administration, and all of us parents. Give them wisdom and insight into each student's heart. You have such an impact. I pray each Monday you would fill them with joy and excitement to tackle the week ahead, and that you would give them rest when they are away from the classroom. Place a hedge of protection around their classrooms and their schools and their families. Give each of them the chance to speak life into the lives of their students. Thank you so much for creating them and for calling them to be teachers. May you be glorified in their lives and their classrooms. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Kim. As you return to your seats, if you're a school administrator of some kind, would you remain standing? School administrators, thank you. School administration, you work in the office, you're a principal, any of those kind of things. All right. You guys look around and find one of those. Hector, where are you, brother? There you are. This is Hector Torres. He's going to come and pray over you guys as you do your jobs and love on people the way God would have you this year. Go ahead, Hector.
Dear Lord, Dear Lord, I want to raise these administrators to you, Lord. I just ask that during this transition period, you allow them not to lose sight of you. And as they go through the year, their jobs are not very easy. And allow them through the stress and through the storm to remain calm and to be able to aid our students, our teachers, and parents, because they have to do all three. Lord, I ask that during those hard times, during the stress, during any time of turmoil, that they go to you and allow them to lead their staff amazingly, as they always do. In your name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, guys. And then parents, we want to pray for you here in just a moment. Let me just share with you. I got off the phone or got off text earlier today. We have a really good friend here in common whose son is coming to go to college here in the States. Jason and Karen Bishop are on their way back home right now to bring Jeremiah to college this year. And they're learning what it is to be empty nesters. And if you've done it, students, you think it's hard being a student, try being a parent who has to let you go. It's excruciating. And so I just have been praying for them and with them through this. I told Jason, I said, man, you did better than me when we left McKenzie in Houston and drove back home. I think I cried all the way to Waco. It was pretty messy. So it's a hard thing. But if you have a student who is going to school for the first time, or you have one who has just graduated and finished and is leaving home to go pursue what God created them to do and made them and trained them to do, or anywhere in between, we want you parents to stand right now, if you don't mind. And this is where it's going to get really messy, because that's a lot of us, all right? So parents, you may have to reach around and put some hands on some folks on the shoulder next to you, but church, you go and move to them. We're going to ask Kelly Archer if she would come up and share. And just if you want to know who balances Jim, this is her right here, all right? This is the sanity, all right? But a godly, godly lady. Kelly, would you share?
Father God, we just thank you so much for fresh starts. One of the things that I love about the beginning of school is just the idea of a new beginning. And I just thank you so much for that, Lord. But Father, I know that as parents, Lord, the beginning of school can often bring feelings of fear and worry for our kids. But Father, I pray that as we prepare to send our kids off to school, Lord, that you would just remind us that you are sovereign. Mm-hmm. And that you are with them. You walk before them into those hallways and into the classrooms, Father. I pray that you guide our decisions that we have to make regarding school, Lord, as parents. But Father, I pray that you remind us that you are not limited by our decisions. You are not limited by the schools that our students go to, by the classrooms that they sit in, the teachers that they have, or the students that surround them, Father. You are with them, and you will use all things for their good. Father, I pray that parents would recognize their role in the school community and how important it is. I pray that they would see this school year as a fresh beginning for them, that they have the opportunity to go in and be a blessing to the administration, to the teachers, and to their students, Lord. I pray that as they begin to think about settling into a routine and just all the things that take place at the beginning of a school year, Lord, I pray that you give parents patience and grace and endurance, Lord. And I pray that you would just help them to prepare that safe place for their kids to come home to after a long day at school. Father, again, we just thank you for fresh beginnings. And we thank you for these gifts that you've given us, Lord. And we just thank you that, again, you walk before them into the school and you surround them and you're with them, Father. We love you, and it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Kelly. As you guys return to your seats, I'm going to ask our guys to come up to receive our morning offering. Guys, part of our worship is the way that we give and the way that we serve. And so as we move up to take our morning offering today, don't forget that as we move into fall. Our staff, our servants here at the church have busted their tails all summer long to provide the very best and excellence in ministry that we can for you guys. We feel like that's something the Lord has called us to do, and so our part is to help support that as well. As we share the offering this morning, you guys can go ahead and begin to receive that. As we receive the offering this morning, we're going to ask the band to go ahead and come back up and get ready to take us out on the field. As we have food trucks, we have games, we have a whole lot of fun out here in the West parking lot when we dismiss. You guys are welcome to stay. You don't have to eat if you don't want to, but it's there and it's all going to be good. We hope you guys get to celebrate the big day as we look forward to what God is going to do. Can we do that? Did you guys have a good day, by the way? Isn't it cool to hear? Yeah, yeah. I just want you to know, if this is your first time here, obviously this isn't a normal week for us. This is a normal Sunday for us. But our goal, our heart, is to connect you with the Lord and let you experience His love and let you grow in His grace as you learn to walk in His ways, all right? So band's going to take us out. Thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We believe in the power of the Word of God. If you made a decision, we would love to hear from you. As well, if you have any questions, let us know at the email listed at the bottom of the screen. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a good day.